Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, listen. I wanna be down, I've been up for a while. It look better on the gram when he sit in the crowd. This life is what you make it, ride that wave and don't drown. We wear jewelry while we make it, making songs with the sound. Good morning while you're yawning, get it on and you know me. Shoot a other year, home video for fans only. Couple bands in my hands while we rolls rolling. Tell them hold it, leave my shit in the front, then kick the dough in. Have my swag, fill my staff, I get last laugh. Text the group, bitch is lit, I just snap back. Black tights, Jordan 3s, and a snapback. With a starter jacket before you bitches pass swag. If I'm coming how I'm coming, I don't half-ass. Cause R&B T, I'll leave your favorite in the trash bag. Lie, the tone is what I said it. If you want it, come and get it, don't forget it.
I combine all the jewels from the mind, poetic, profound, and lyrically inclined, spiritually aligned, cause it's all by design. You can follow behind, but you can't cheat the grind. It's that rhythm and blues, pain, emotional hues. They just misuse it with unethical views. It's for professional use, this only stemmed from the roots. I'm just enjoying the fruits, and I don't usually flex. I could if I wanted to, but I'm making exceptional. Filipina queen, my money green like vegetable. Who the first black woman to own a festival? Barbie without the plastic, a classic collectible. Young and respectable, shady, they skeptical. Yeah. Say a prayer, Breonna Taylor seems intentional. Yeah. Black queens with dreams, beautiful, exceptional. Say you wanna be down, but still ain't the rest of them though.
My face too cute, my game too strong. Your man too close, he on my phone. About these bills, put mommy on the phone. He ain't never coming on. Look, I'm about to go in. I'ma get inside these bitches head like a sewing. I'ma lace the track in the front, make it blend in. Pull that shit back so the glue ain't chewing on the track. I'm pulling, hose pipe flowing. About to build a little flower bed he can grow in. Got a mothership, we can head to the sewing. Bound the world streaming, baby, I'm a king from when. Bitch, I'm from the hooah, wish a wooah. Saw your in the club, looking good. I'm a boss and a worker. Keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first name
Erica. After 2020 division, year 2020, I went with my intuition. Black females, we gon' flourish in these conditions. Border front line, not in your kitchen, I'm on the mission. B7 out now, go streaming for all your feelings. Blessed to finally see it completed and not deleted. From saving all to waving by the polar, I'm genius. With global climate rising, I keep it cool like anemic. Said I love you, then I mean it. Ain't no half in between it. Had to look inside that mirror to understand what a queen is. Trying to teach my mini me that our skin is not a weakness. Can't just settle at the surface, cause that trauma cut the deepest. Know you beautiful and black, go be proud. Always trust in God, the higher self, take that vow. And if they say the sky is the limit, then buy a cloud. And if they can't see us as an equal, they not allowed.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, no need to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make
yo.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke death. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some cortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me, frontin' trickin' give me heebie-jeebie. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lives do or die. Toss me high, only for fly with my poop from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash to play.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you.
Man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable to speak from my mouth, and no doubt, erupt you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the venom. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemicals spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance, rap. It's the Renaissance. Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what Iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool and wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Yo, it's the Renaissance. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know what time it is. It is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, the real, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is also brought to you by Raw Leaks. Y'all got to understand how serious it is today. Like, we don't come to play with y'all. None of the people who call in come to play with y'all. Like my homie Kim say, they come to snatch edges. When we do poetry in here, it is a conglomerate of many, many things, many feelings, many emotions, many different types of energy, and it's all welcome. Whatever you want to spit, whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to do, this is the place for it. We welcome that. We'd like to say, bring your best shit. But when we say bring your best shit, we're not saying come to impress us. We're not saying that we need you to come in here with something that's just ridiculously written for us. We want you to come in here and spit what was ridiculously written for you. That energy that you are going to give us, we want to be able to give it right back to you. Reciprocation is important with this show. With that being said, I like to say this. So it's also brought to you by Crown Royal Black. I'm telling you, I should get some for this. I mean, I've shouted out so many different drinks, somebody ought to be calling me. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go to the first caller because you know how we get down. Let's see who's number one today. 267.
Ah, I'm rich, bitch. You hear me?
I hear you just fine. Don't tell me. You done got, you done won the sweepstakes.
What's going on?
You done beat out Joe. What?
No, we had a conversation about it. Joe said he missed the mark. So I told him I would do him proud as the first spot.
Okay. Well, I mean, shit. You've been dubbed, man. You've been dubbed. I already know you're going to do your thing, man. How you been?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. I got this piece that I don't think I've ever read at all.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I've been going over it for the past 20 minutes, and I still don't think I'm ready, but I'm going for it. So,
man, do your thing. Look, you know we love exclusives over here, brother. You know, you're welcome to do whatever's on your heart, so. If that's what it is,
all
man.
Right. Be patient with me because this
Mike
gonna
is
going to be
yours.
A tough one. All right.
Hey, we ready. We ready.
All right. More meaningless, maniacally muted manipulation. More manufacturing modified memories. More manufactured meals. More misinforming murderous medicine. More metastasized mesothelioma. More magnificently mangled masses, more mastectomies, more mousetrap mirages, more mental malice, more malevolent massive mountains molesting minuscule molehills, more misogynistic men mimicking mature manhood, more motherfucking minstrel ministries, more malicious monarchies masturbating minds, more money, more misdirected materialistic multimillionaires misusing millions, more masochistic mandingos, mishandling, mangling, mismanaged, misguided minds, making misbehaving menage a trois movies, more mugshots, more media misconstruing, misdirecting, mocking mediocrity, more military misappropriations, meaning more militaristic mindsets, more misanthropic mainstream mercenaries murdering minors, more monochromatic, mundane, misunderstood moving mannequins, more micromanaged minutes, miscalculated milliseconds, miscounted miles minus millimeters, more me, more Mr. 668, more masterfully mesmerizing metaphors, momentarily.
Now, you said your name, but I'm going to need you to go ahead and just tell everybody what your name is again, man, because this right here is...
So, Mr. 668.
You need to post this on the page. This is a ridiculously dope alliteration. You murdered this, no pun intended.
I mean, we don't use
the M's, like, but literally, you murdered this. Now... I need you to just give me back one line, because there's a lot there, but just give me back, you know, where you were going on the misogynistic men. You know, you had the masquerading mandingos and military misappropriate. You said, but just give me the misogynistic men back.
More misogynistic men mimicking mature manhood. More motherfucking minstrel ministries. More malicious monarchies masturbating minds. More money. More misdirected, materialistic multimillionaires misusing millions, more masochistic mandingos mishandling, mangling, mismanaged, misguided minds making misbehaving menage a trois movies.
That's ridiculous, bro. The whole thing is ridiculous, but man, come on. Because not only are you using alliteration, but you're making real ass points. That is skill. That is unadulterated skill, brother. I applaud you. That piece is ridiculous. That's how you start a motherfucker.
I appreciate it.
That's how you start a motherfucker. Joe is patting you on the back. That's how you start a motherfucker show.
I appreciate it, man.
Man, killed it. Killed it, bro. Please post that on the page. I need to just take my time and read that again. That is, it's ridiculous what you did with that piece, man.
I'm going to see if I can post it, because this is from 2013, so I don't know how they do with this old stuff as far as sharing, but I'm going to try to see if I can do that.
Yeah, if you got to copy-paste that, man, whatever, man. I need to see that in real time. Read that, motherfucker. Yeah, boy. It deserves to be read as well as heard. Like, that's a solid piece right there, man.
Appreciate it.
Already, man. I appreciate you coming through as always. Definitely enjoy hearing your poetry. You are definitely one of my favorite poets. So anytime you want to come bless the mic, please do so.
Appreciate you. Peace.
Already. Mr. 668 coming in setting the motherfucking bar. Who we got behind him? We got 323 in the building.
Yo, 668, salute from Los Angeles, from 9 years ago, man. That needed to be said. Salute, brother. Hey, Keith,
you know what I'm saying? And it's still relevant. It's still relevant, man. It was like he didn't lose a step when he wrote that. Like he wrote that yesterday.
Didn't lose a damn beat.
Redamn-diculous, man. That boy, that's ridiculous.
Damn. Salute, soldiers. Salute.
Already. Man, how you feeling, though, bro?
I'm wonderful, man. I woke up this morning and grateful and just doing some spiritual battling, but we all going through something. So I wish everybody was going through
something. You're right about that. You know what? The show goes on, like they say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that y'all, you know, that you guys continue to come through even when y'all going through it, man, because you just don't know. Sometimes just hearing y'all just makes it better for a lot of us, including myself. So I'm definitely appreciative of you guys coming through.
Man, appreciate you having me.
Already. So I know you're ready. After hearing that, man, you sound a little hyped. I see you've been posting and sharing, so I always appreciate that, man. So I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Piece of American pie isn't free. This land isn't free. It's a community of captive youths around a socialist communist system acting as a democratic simplicity around diplomacy for condition of being wealthy on Earth's realm. Take that to the bank and snack on it for a while, and I get back to you. As if we weren't warned about it long after said leadership has died, warning us about the agenda of the beast that's coming, not the one that already came. Damn it, let's stand united for fear of unity can bring the beast and his horse to their knees. Smith and Wesson, cooking oil, fried rice on cat's paws, jerk necks. Positive position, rays of spraying us overhead, flying unknown injects through episodes of a pandemic rage. How many more have to come before a relationship with them comes in black suits on four legs with ass and pussy tenders? American piece of pie, through land of the brave and home now to coach and horse, day walking around legally, walking dead through wealth and sexual favors for a favorite hostess or a strip paradigm around H-Town reverses. Pastors being robbed, suckers into the faces of Dalmatians, onto damnation, many men and women cover faces without fellers and face loft, lifts to and from riverbeds, and pine cactus juices running down golden piss paws, forgetting not what they are doing for a framework of American pie dreams to be an owner around land of taxes and takers, asking for askers who isn't taking aback pledges of donations for said laws, asking for those living in slavery in Mississippi articles right now. I mean, right now, go look, and you still see laws that's in the state still in full legalized tenure to render helpless co-signers Range Rover. American piece of pie, you say? Everything is bought and sold. Look at the sex trafficking going on now in our face on Facebook. Social spices among the TikTokers. Everything's a ticket for a show. That's what we have for dinner and lynching around black skin attackers, a Karen's revenge. You want to be a man or woman influencer? This game the fools coats drawn down on dewdrops, middle Cajun folklore, brew from great grandmother's black book. War is and shall be dodged around power annually. Annihilation of culture, seafood, actors eating Chinese food industry, indicators, fury. American pie. That's that piece from Los Angeles, Sincere.
You're just going to come with a word again, huh? You're going to come in here preaching one more again. The agenda of the beast coming is not the beast that already came. Look, you hit on something because I looked at an article recently. When you're talking about modern-day slavery, literally there was, and you already know, anybody who knows anything about black history in this country knows that this country has a history of having an issue with black people at water parks and pools. There was recently
1950.
A manager of a water park that denied black kids from having a party that they paid for because she was uncomfortable. That's it. That's all she had to say. I'm uncomfortable. Now, this venue could hold 1,400 people in the party. It was going to be 500, but they were only going to allow 250, and she was uncomfortable, and it was canceled. That's all she had to say.
And the money was not refundable. They did not refund it.
Nope. They did not refund that money. They got to go to court right now to get it. So, and those kids worked for that money themselves. So, yeah, it's happening today. But let me get to this line here because I'm not going to let you get out of here because you think you're slick. Ass and pussy tenders, man. Really? Really?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't gonna let you ride with. I was just gonna let you make it, bro. Ass and pussy tip. Give me that line back, because you know what? There's more to that. It wasn't just that's just like a shock and awe of the phrase, but give the stanza, because you saying something right there. Get it back to me.
How many more have to come before our relationships with them comes in black suits on four legs with ass and pussy tenders? Smith & Wesson's cooking oil fried rice on cat paws, jerk necks, pasta position raids of spraying us overhead, flying unknown injects through episodes of a pandemic's rage.
Bro, that's what the point metaphors are used for, but I can't let you make it on the ass and pussy tenders, man. I just wasn't expecting that. But this whole piece was solid, man. I definitely appreciate you coming through. But don't be coming here with that slick shit, ass pussy. Don't be doing that, man. Because you swear you're slick.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I ain't gonna get on you too bad. You ain't gonna get on you too bad, man. But.
You,
I always appreciate
I
you coming through, man, and sharing the word, bro. Already,
I appreciate
man.
You, brother.
Indeed,
have a great
man.
Weekend. One love,
time,
one mic.
Indeed. Boy, I swear these poets, they slick sliding these words off in here. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 240 in the building.
Hey, what's up, homie? How you feeling, brother?
Joe the Verbal, how you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Starting the show off.
Hey,
with
man,
bang.
I just got to say, I saw that you had a feature on Clubhouse after you had the feature, man. You should have said something. I'd have showed up for you, man. I'd have came through, dog. I didn't even know.
Yeah, that's quite all right, brother. You know, huge fun.
This
man
here is spitting everywhere, people. He's spitting everywhere. He got a feature on Clubhouse. The first time I turn around, you got a feature. You just blowing up the spot, man. I ain't even mad at you. I'm just saying, you know, don't get too big so you can't tell your brother you got a feature. That's all I'm saying. Just you know, let brother know. That's all. Let me know. All
right, bro. All right. You know, man, I ain't all for the limelight and whatnot, man. I ain't for the limelight.
I see that, man, but you let a brother come support, man. Let people come support. You know what I'm saying? You always there for everybody's show. Let some people know so we come through support, man. I came from, I was like, really? He could have said something, but. But yeah, man, look, I don't know what you said to 668 for him to come in here and do that. But you need to talk to him all the time, man. You need to talk to him all the time. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, definitely 668, man. One of the reasons I'm on this scene, man. You know, he kept waiting there long before me, man. So yeah, much respect to that brother. One of the greatest
absolutely.
Of all time, for real.
Already. We trying to tell that, man. He, you know, we trying to fight, you know, those compliments, but man, he gonna have to learn to take them because he the real deal. But yeah, man,
yeah,
he still came through and
I
did his thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you want to see you trying to fight in a little bit. You don't be one to accept it, but you know you
fried
there
rice
too.
On cat paws, man. Fried rice
look,
on cat
man,
paws.
I can't repeat a lot of that stuff he said. Look,
damn.
Somebody need to sit him down and talk to him, man. Look, he sound like for real over here with food all in his poems, man. That's supposed to be for real thing. He always talks about food in his pieces, but. Yeah, man.
Yes,
I hope that you've been enjoying the show so far, man. I know that you came to do your thing.
Man.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm looking forward to see what you got, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, here we go. Two-prompt piece. I'm for the draft. It never occurred to me that the window was open. I was listening for the knock of opportunity. I was a victim of the rock in my community. Wasted time never goes without impunity. I didn't have a dime and some company was suing me. In terms of hustle and flow, I wasn't fluency. Getting by with just getting high had ruined me. There was a time, now dig this, I thought about tomorrow. Then there was that time when I smelled smoke and I'd follow. The man I should have become was just a shell and hollow. I look back at time at times, this was a little hard to swallow. This persona of cool was just a fool with tons of regret and sorrow. I tried prayer, which led to doubt, which showed me that's not what it's about. I felt the change in the air of the room. I picked up a pen and wrote out where I'd been. I wrote again and again. Life's woes became my prose. Experience was my deliverance, a deterrent against the cold. The knock never came, and chances are it never does. Power does exist, sometimes as a whisper, sometimes as a slap saying, man, get yourself together. However the wind blows, I felt that draft from an open window. I go by what I feel and how do I feel. With years of discernment, encounters with vermin, there's layers to my peace. You can peel all you want with ridicule and taunt, but you will never reach my peace. You can't play with my peace. You can't stage with or engage with the rage of my peace. Notwithstanding the range of my peace, the change of my peace can depend on how my mind is trained to this peace. And you can't play with my peace. You ain't been around long enough to keep pace with my peace. You repeat shit 5 times, I have 25 new rhymes and spit them 25 different ways in my peace. I don't need a crowd with my peace or get loud with my peace. My nuances, I spit new ones every day in my peace. Every way in my piece, pick a genre if you want to, any one of the many, any style I got plenty. Do you suffer from poet envy? Because I'm proud of my piece. I'm wild and I'm mellow, you sound a little jello. You want a crown, little fellow? Because I'm down with my piece. They come around with my piece. If they don't and some won't, I won't frown with my piece. I'm profound with my piece. I don't need sound with my piece. I've been around long enough to be well-grounded in my piece. Everything that's ever written can be found in my piece. You went around in my piece. You're just a clown in my piece. I can read your bullshit and make it sound like my piece. And you can't play with my piece. And I don't play with my piece. I have vessels to nest in when I flow from my piece. When I grow from my piece, you never know my true soul when I rest in my piece. And I rest in my piece. I wake up and finish the rest of my piece. Peace.
If you don't motherfucker, hold on, man. I'm going to need you to give me back where you first started with don't play with my peace. Because the way you were ending everything, your whole energy changed, your volume changed, your cadence. Give me that shit. You can't motherfucker spit like that and think you're going to get off the stage. Give it to me one more time.
And you can't play with my peace. You can't stage with or engage with the range of my peace. Notwithstanding the range of my piece, the change of my piece can depend on how my mind is trained to this piece. You can't play with my piece.
Motherfucking cold. Look here, man. I don't know what is in y'all motherfucking water, but y'all spitting tonight. What you sipping on, man? What you drinking?
Actually, a vodka margarita.
Okay. I don't know what it is, man, but y'all doing the damn thing tonight. Y'all coming through with it, and I love it. That's how you motherfuckers spin, man. That's how y'all start the show. All three of y'all came in here and wasn't playing. I started the show saying y'all don't be playing with us, and then you got a whole piece saying don't play with my piece. That's what I'm talking about, that synergy right there, man. That's what I'm talking about.
For sure, bro. For sure.
Already, man. I always appreciate you coming through to the show, man, doing your thing, man. Love hearing what you got. Definitely bring it every time, man. So always looking forward to it, man. Hope to see you next time on the show.
Oh, absolutely, man. I wouldn't miss it, bro.
Already. That is Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, coming through, doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 445 in the building.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? It's La Pearl and Negra.
I'm great. I am great. Look here. These fellas been here showing out. I know you about to show out, too. I already know you about to show out, but I'm just saying, how have you enjoyed the show so far?
Oh, you know, I always find it. I always enjoy myself when I call in here. I love to hear the poetry because they bring it. They always bring it. Man, Joe, yo, Mr. 668, man, look, y'all gonna stop playing with my emotions. They get it in.
Cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
I have to do a disclaimer. If you hear a baby in the background, I'm here with my five-month-old grandson, and sometimes he likes to be a co-host with me.
Okay, well, sure. You know, he's going to be recorded, man. He's going to be in infamy. It's, you know, he's going to be recorded. So it is what it is. It is what it is. Whatever he do on the mic, it's going to be on the replay when people listen. So, you know, if you want to get up there, that's his business. I ain't mad at him. I understand. So, I know you came to spit. Before you do, if you don't mind telling people what you got going on Epiphany Radio.
I sure don't mind. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress, do some open mic poetry, and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air because y'all know how we like to tease y'all. But y'all come on by anyway, Wednesday night, get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Keith.
So you just go get in character when you talk about the erotic show, huh? You hit with the come out before you. Okay. I was like, she going to get in character when she talk about the erotic loves. Okay, I ain't mad at you. Do your thing, host. Do your motherfucking thing. Well, I know you came to spit. I ain't going to hold you. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm a creature of habit, and I've got a bad habit of pouring into what I love. I love the way of you. If I could pour my eroticism into you, whenever, wherever we are, I would give you energy through unbroken eye contact so strong. You would not only feel my desire for you, but know that you are the reason for it. And whoever is blessed to be in our presence can help but touch themselves. I would give you little teases of touch and soft whispers of how I miss the way that you taste and feel when you're on my lips. When it comes to our time to invade each other's space, I will worship your body with mine. Your breath, covering my skin between each kiss placed, reminding me how you are the architect of our lovemaking. How my body is your blueprint. Human spirit is prey to the most astounding impulses, and I'd happily be the prey for your urges to hunt. I'll bear my soul through the spreading of my thighs for you to satisfy your view. Watching, hearing, feeling me react as you slide inside you. You have matched my energy. So come with me and come for me as our worlds come together to become one. I want you. I love you. To forfeit your tool of fear, there's nothing taboo, nothing hidden. I am your release. And the only transgression would be not to be able to touch you. That's that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we've talked about this particular piece before.
Yeah.
I am just going to say that I am not old enough to repeat some of the things you said about coming. And I'm, that's all I'm going to say, because, you know, coming can mean coming through the door. I'm just saying, just the way you said it and the places that you said, I'm not old enough to repeat. I'm just, I ain't old enough to repeat. Because I've got to the point where I'm trying to, you know, write down things, and then the spreading of the thighs part, I say, I can't even, I got to stop this. I can't even say that because I'm not old enough. I got to get somebody else to say.
Oh, man.
So,
thank you.
Y'all came through here acting a fool, and you literally took it to the next level. I'm going to say it again. Whoever this poem is about got springs on his feet. He sprung. He done. He out of here. He threw. He threw. Because not only did you tell that man where to come through the door, because I'm going to say it that way because I don't want to say what you said. The way you told that man where to come through the door at, and then you hit him with, I love you. And the way you said it, you know you're using your voice now, you're going to hit him with the real smooth, I love you. After you just snatched the man, he done. That's all I'm saying, he done. He done. So, y'all coming through here after the fool tonight. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I heard everything you said. Yeah. I can't repeat it. That's all I'm doing. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go to the dance floor because that's where the poem came from. I don't have the dance floors in Renaissance poetry, but your show got the dance floors. I'm going to let you go back to your show and dance.
All right.
You're nasty. You're nasty. And I'm going to go to the next caller. That's all. That's all. It is.
All right.
Appreciate you coming through as always. Definitely appreciate you coming through. Have a great night. Hope you continue to listen to the show. Also, everybody who's listening, please hit up the event page. Let these poets know how you feel about their work, and they can interact with y'all, and y'all can exchange and all of that. Appreciate y'all always coming through, though, for real. Already.
Thank you for having me.
Indeed, indeed. All right, well, man, it's going down. It's going down. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 937 in the building.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, indeed. How are you doing? As a matter of fact, let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Adrian Simone, poet Shetha Brown.
Already, so we had the erotic poetry host do her thing. We got Adrian Simone and Shetha Brown coming through to do her thing. I don't know what she's gonna spit, but if she do what she do, fire is ain't gonna get put out. That's all I'm saying. So, how have you enjoyed the show so far today?
Oh, it's been dope. Everyone has come through, like you said, not playing at all with anybody. So I'm going to be the good girl and just do this little fun piece and get on out the way.
Oh, really? What's that? It's about whatever you feel like spitting. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours. And for some reason, we cannot hear Adrian Simone speak. If you're talking, we can't hear you. All right, well, we may have to come back because I don't know why we can't hear. All right, we got 445 in the building. You there? Oh, we already went to 445.
That's me.
We're going to go to 346 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
I think it's been phenomenal. Everybody's brought it. It's been pure fire, and I've enjoyed it considerably. I don't know how well I could stand up with the others that have been on this mic, but I'm going to try.
Alrighty. Well, you know, you've been spitting for a minute. You act like you're brand new to this. Ain't nobody try to hear that. You know you're going to do your thing just like everybody else.
So this piece I brought, well, I had several. I wasn't sure which one I wanted to do. But this one I did on the Get Down probably a month or more ago. But it's called Hold On.
Already. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Hold on until slavery is abolished. Hold on until Jim Crow has been overturned. Hold on until you are able to read a book legally. Hold on until your women are not raped any longer. Hold on until your men are no longer tied to a log and raped by men in front of the entire public plantation of slaves and various slave masters, as those slave masters join in and take part in this demoralizing and disgusting tradition. Hold on until your children are no longer ripped away from their nursing mothers and sold off to another plantation. Hold on until you're no longer placed on the auction block, naked, to be treated as less than an animal. Hold on until you can vote legally in any election. Hold on until the strange fruit that hangs from tree limbs no longer bears a resemblance to your father, uncle, brother, son, or any other family member or anyone else in your community. Hold on until you're no longer three-fifths human, but at full 100% human. Hold on until you're paid for your labor. Hold on until the night no longer is filled with men in sheets with fire on their torches and hate in their hearts. Hold on until your children are no longer beaten beyond recognition, murdered in horrific fashion and dumped into bodies of water. Hold on until you can go to college and receive a formal education. Hold on until the laws change. Hold on till the police no longer use your skin color as an excuse to kill you in cold blood. Hold on until you're safe in your own country to walk, drive, listen to music, play by a lake, to eat candy, to smoke a cigarette, to go to a store or a church. Hold on until you can be granted the very same rights and privileges as everyone that is white are given under the law. Just hold on until we get around to granting you everything we, the Caucasian race, enjoyed and have been having for the past 400 years. Hold on to receive respect, justice, protection, and empowerment for the next 400 years. Why are you whining and complaining about your injustices, our horrific acts of evil, our rape and murder of your people? Why don't you go back to where you come from? Oh, yeah. We stole your ancestors from their country, brought them here in chains, and enslaved them. Oh, yeah, you're from down the street. Oh, right. We never gave your family that 40 acres and a mule, did we? I guess we will get around to it eventually. Just hold on. How long is any human being expected to hold on? Their people are raped, murdered daily, when the rights that they are supposed to have are utter lies and distortions. How long are they expected to wait and pray for better days? How long are the mothers expected to cry a river of tears as they bury their sons? How long are the fathers expected to grieve their daughters' rape and murders? You sit on your white horse in a glass house and talk about how they are drug dealers, thieves, gangbangers, a bunch of evildoers who don't deserve any rights. Yet, when a disaster hits, who are the first people to step up to assist? Who is it when your brother needs somewhere to live, they open their houses up? Who are the people who invented so much of our conveniences? Who was it that brought civilization to the world? Who was it that brought medical procedures and medicine to the world? The answer is the black race. These people are descendants of kings and queens, and you think you are the chosen race to dominate and destroy? Monarchs don't destroy. They build and create. We should be bowing to them for all their accomplishments, their various inventions, their love and compassion, when we have deserved none of it. History proves who is actually the superior race. It's the black race. Wake up. Step up. Release your racist and prejudiced views immediately. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Well, you sure said a motherfucking word. Look, you right. We tired of waiting. We ain't holding on for nothing. We ain't holding on. We done with that. So, yeah, you definitely pointed that out. And you point out a lot of different things that, you know, coming from, you know, from your point of view, obviously, you know, is a thing of courage to do. You know, not many people are going to accept, you know, how you might spit this particular piece. But I'm glad you felt comfortable enough to come to this show and bring that, and you definitely did the damn thing. And hopefully, you know, you continue to come through and spit your poetry.
I most value that opinion and your wonderful words. You know, it comes from deep within myself. This is not just words. I mean what I say. And so, much love, one love, one mic. God bless. Continued successes to you.
Already, I appreciate that. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Amelia T doing her thing. So we're going to try this one more year. We're going to go back up to 937.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
937. We can hear you now. We can hear you now. You probably was over there spitting your heart out. We could hear nothing.
No, see, what happened was, I said I was innocent. My phone said no lies today.
Okay, okay. So there you have it. There you have it. So don't come through with the fronting. You know, ain't no innocence here. We all know better. Like you and these other poets that come through and be saying that nonsense, then you come through and kill the mic. We ain't trying to hear it. So your phone wasn't trying to hear it. There you go. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
See, I love that chick called us. We be bad motherfuckers. Now, I can't shut my mouth. I got to say it. You know, I'm a parlay it. He's a righteous soul brother. He ain't no jive turkey. He ain't trying to hurt me, but put the hurting on me. He want to butter my bread on the black hand side from the back hind side. When he slides that thing to me, I explode like dynamite. He gives me that get right, that daddy, I'm going to act right. I bless him right back with that grip tight. Kitty got lockjaw, call it cat fight. Break him off some of this. Ooh, baby, I need this in my life. And just like most black folks, our Sundays also praising. And when I see that steeple raised, I get on my knees and hum a glory-filled hymn. Say amen. Can I get a witness? I want to baptize his sickness. Catch his Holy Ghost while I swallow his scriptures. I'll probably convert my religion to the church of getting it in. But don't save me. I don't want to be saved. Let him bow his head between my legs. Pray. I am, and he's the predator. Erasing the memory of my past man mistakes, I call him my editor, the publisher of this new edition of me. I'm his candy girl, and the world may never know how many licks it takes to get to the center of my Tootsie Roll. That's privileged info, and he ain't telling. But the neighbors got a hint, though, because I'll be yelling, and my skin be glowing. Ain't said nothing to nobody, but I bet they be knowing. Your man ever make you feel so good it makes you swear and cuss? Mine does, because that's why I love this shit called us. Yeah, we be bad motherfuckers. In peace.
Yeah, so I see why your phone wasn't trying to hear that shit. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's because the way you came in with the cadence change, I need you to give me just the first stanza again. I need to hear how you came in one more time. Give me that back.
See, I love that shit called us. We be bad motherfuckers. Now, I can't shut my mouth. I got to say it. You know, I'm a parlay it.
You know how much I enjoy hearing poets come through here with different cadences. But not only did you come here with a different cadence, not only did you come in here with that good-ass energy, you're nasty. And I'm just going to say, just like I told La Perla Negra, y'all be coming in here with all these slick words and trying to make it seem like y'all not saying, y'all nasty. That's
well,
I can't repeat. I can't
I'm
repeat
not nasty
everything.
By myself.
Well, I'm not saying that she is. I'm just saying, just all I'm saying is that y'all not finna have me over here acting like y'all innocent. Because y'all got innocent voices and you got innocent cadences and, like, she going to put I love you in the piece and you over there with the diss. No, no. I see what's really being said. Y'all ain't slick. That's all I'm saying. You change your voice all you want. It's y'all nasty. And see, you was about to follow right behind her and talking about you was innocent. And then you was going to beat us over the head with this. That's all I'm saying. Y'all cold-blooded with it. Y'all cold-blooded with it. I'm so glad we came back to you, though. I'm so glad we came back to you, though. I'm just imagining that you got Joe the Verbal over there losing his mind on the event page. That's what I think. And Joe, did we check on Joe again? Because I know there was a time we had to check on Joe. I think we might need to check on Joe.
Joe's all right. He's grown man. Joe good.
I appreciate you coming through as always and doing your thing. You definitely spent that. Everybody has not been playing with us tonight, so we got to give it back to y'all. We're coming back with whole spit. We going to let y'all hit this music with the refresh break. And after we come back, it's going to be whole spit, and we're going to be back to the poets. We appreciate y'all. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
Unlocked and right side up, walk out the room without throwing your bitch off balance. It's either on or off, ain't no in between when it's valid. I seem to want to talk more and more about what really matters. I've seen my aura hop out my torso and hit her backwards. Flip watching you skip down my corridor, fuck a ballot. Don't need shit on the side no more, I just know fuck a salad. I often have awesome thoughts of tossing this softer palate. So when we fall, any wall, any stall, any crawl, any pause, any scar, any tar, any dog, we'll dissolve, kill them all, build a bear, build them all, build it where it won't fall, give it all, give it my all, yeah. Don't wear any draws, any bra, any more, in it raw, in it raw, I'm in awe, I'm involved, coming law, coming all, stomach wall, Kermit frog, jump off London fog, bridges in the midst of call, girls, my woman calls, unicorn, you my porn, porn, porn.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know, will this bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me, over for me, is it over for me? Over for me, over for me. I don't know, 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 I don't know. Is this bitch getting over on me? If I go that way, she go that with me? Should I not be so open on me? Open on me, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know, 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 I don't know. Will this bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me, over for me, is it over for me? Over for me, over for me.
Hello,
I don't know, 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 I don't know. Is this bitch getting over on me? If I go that way, she go that with me? Should I not be so open on me? Open on me, you know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Change, don't change. even matter. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Don't you
see the building I'll see. Still there's no place I'd rather be. Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
My identity, I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. I said, no, baby, baby.
Oh. No, you won't find me at no store. I have no time. Manicures with you is never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See nothing, it don't matter. See nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more.
Now I change the phone and make it to the final fall. Just repossess my fall by fall. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh.
More bars. metaphors and similes and Southern fried. Not chicken. But I flipped the bird while flipping birds. It's Morris Day, doing the bird. She imagines dragons, so that's Coldplay, wordplay. In other words, you're getting much more today. More licks, more strokes, more rocks than boats in the saltwater storms that your cum forms. And since my mouth is transformed, turbulence, storm clouds and clits bow to it. Your nourishment would be the encouragement a man needs to cross the desert, a dessert, a delicacy, your moans, music to my ears, and melody, rakimase, mahogany. Melancholy feelings of lonely disappear with streams of ecstasy, but it's no sound coming from her mouth. It's her eyes that scream at me, yelling at my soul for taking so long. She loves when words roll off my tongue. It's spectacular when my vernacular slides in after. Reminiscent of cascading waterfalls, when she lets me use my pen to write my name all over her walls. Splash. On the inside and the outside, I ride under waves like surfboards or headboards normally. Slippery. We slip into a space where I see ancestors manifesting in my periphery. This epiphany means everything inside you is where they prayed for me to be. Positive, your poom poom been calling me. No wonder she grips me, wants to hug my kids so tightly. I see why to her my babies are so clingy. She's greedy for the time with them, begs for them to come and play, so even though I oblige and drop them off every day, I always stay. The way I'd leave, we cling like leaves to family trees, which is perfect, because I believe that same tree was manifested by our ancestors in our wet dreams renaissance. And we're back. This is Host Ben. I'm going to bring in the KIM. What's going on, sis?
You know what? I don't have time for you, Danielle, or Miss Poet Sugar Brown, because y'all all nasty.
Wait a minute. How I even get into that? Look, I just did host spit. How I get involved in all that? I didn't even say that.
Sir, the DNA is all up in your line, sir. Drop it. Can you bring that line back when you talk about you drop them off and listen. It was too many times. Every time I caught on to one, you hit me in the head with another one. That flipped the bird line when you came in with that. I was like, wait a minute. And then you just commit to go in, but that dropped them off. Yeah, I'm going to need you to run that stanza back with that drop them kids off. Yeah. Bring that back, sir.
Mm-hmm. See. Positive, your poom poom been calling me. No wonder she grips me, wants to hug my kids so tightly. I see why to her my babies are so clingy. She's greedy for my time with them, begs for them to come and play. So even though I oblige and drop them off every day, I always stay.
What?
Ain't nothing nasty about that. I don't know. Dropping the kids off.
Wait. Hold up. You better not never say not another word about anybody that come through this line being nasty. I wish For Real was on here listening to this, how you always be getting on him about being nasty. You think you oil, you think you nickel slick, but you a penny short, brother. I got you.
I don't know what you were talking. Look, the yeah, babies look. Just need to yeah. spend time. That's all it was, this baby right. spending time.
Yeah, I bet.
I dropped them off.
And you got on a blonde toupee right now, don't you? I don't know what I'm talking about.
But all I know is it's time to batten down the hatches. That's what I know. That's what I understand.
You see how he tried to flip that on quick, y'all. He want me to get up off of him. We see him, y'all. We see him. But let me just hold up. Let me shout out, y'all. The first half was freaking bananas from MC Hilton coming in, ripping. I mean, yo, when somebody opens up the mic like that, it's like you already know. But even though the expectation is there, it's like you still can't even imagine what's coming through. Joe, easily the best poem of the year. Like that, I'm sorry, my brother, I got to give that to you. That, the way you stuck your chest out in them ending lines about my piece and y'all ain't been around long enough. Man, listen, you better spit that shit, Joe. Okay, you know what? Because I'll be on here all night. Y'all did
look. Look at you. Hype is a motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So y'all already know. You see how hype she is? That means she's been blowing all your shit down. So I told you to bag your hatches. It's your fault if your shit end up flooded. That's your fault. That's all I'm saying. Just, you know. Because everything I just said is going to get forgotten. That's all I'm saying. Because every time she comes through, she just like the big bad wolf and blow everything down. That's all I'm saying. She finna do her thing. Before she spit though, I want to say, you know, we doing host spit with just two of us tonight. Jiraji's a little under the weather. Y'all send her some love. You know, let her know y'all thinking about her, and you know, we care about, you know, how she's feeling tonight. So,
right.
With that being said,
right.
I'm gonna press mute. I'm gonna let you just destroy everything, and then we're gonna come back with the next poet.
All right, but you know what? I'm going to just say this. This piece is serving notice to the enemy because he's playing a lot of games with my people, messing up energy. So here we go. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me ride the rhythm of this life like my insecurities and restrictions don't exist. Watch me step on the necks and detach the heads of the slithering ones that hiss. Then watch me raise my black fist, not to assault, batter, or bruise unless I have to, but to win. Because some accessorize their grin and serenade within my secret hymns to watch me lose. Watch me take these old torn shoes and catwalk these potholes in my lawn like they're new. Watch me nurture spirits that have been beaten black and blue. Then watch me use my testimony to speak life into a being near you. Then amplify existing into living when you didn't even think there was a reason to. Oh, I thought you knew why I do this. It's because my Abba Father told me to. 6 million ways to die yet to live, I only need two. See, I'm speaking to you that woke up feeling defeated, cheated, and depleted. Tell the devil to remain seated, untie the bondage around your hands, and watch me stand while working this self-doubt, trying to climb in, take over my free dome, and own the deed to my peace. But watch me pull that welcome mat right from underneath its feet. Then watch me greet these kings with a reason to protect, respect, and sing to the stride of queens while the world listens. See, the testimony is already being written, humbling me into a transparency to expose my flaws and shortcomings in clear vision. See, he's already forgiven my reckless decisions, then cemented and grouted them as stepping stones, standing tall enough to blow the wind of construction, then build something to these microphones. Now watch me get in my Moses bag while the Most High summons my gift to split my sea of confusion, then to use it as my red carpet into the roots of his heavenly office. See, I may be short on dollars or sometimes even the rent, but watch me rub these spiritual coins together, spare some change with plenty of sense. Then watch me turn that into wealth, knowledge of self, fears and all, even as I'm staring at the trials and tribulations on my wall. See, tears may fall as I call upon my truth to be present, so I can't dodge it, sugarcoat, or massage it. But watch me emerge. Watch me emerge. Watch me emerge. First, second, and third eye on my lip path while I give darkness the skin of burnt brass to kiss, because failure is blasphemous. Then watch me master this, bounce back with that classy swiftness, even when life tries to tilt my crown. See, sometimes I look around, yet nothing seems to be familiar. Life gets flipped over like a fraction's reciprocal, but the common denominator is me. See, accountability is my savior. Self-reflection is my oxygen, so I breathe, breathe, breathe like infinity was promised to me, and who gonna stop me? I'm unzipping my flesh, leading with my best assets while he writes a copy of my story, injecting audibles portable through my mind as I'm finding my way through humble waters. Then watch me straighten my spine without barter, even in my fall. Watch me. Watch me, watch me. Pain and then rain through these adversities and conquer them all with that divine drive and these kingdom-made keys. See, you don't have to believe, but just watch what he does with me. In peace.
You just don't come on the show and do watch me. Okay. That's what it's like. That's how you're getting down tonight. You ain't even tell me you're going to do... You ain't tell me you're going to do this?
Listen.
I don't have insurance for this poem. I don't have insurance for this poem, Kim. You see, you didn't destroy every damn thing.
I had to serve notice to the enemy because, you know what? As somebody came on, I forgot who it was, they came on the show and they were saying how it's a lot going on, you know, some craziness going on. And it is, you know, everybody's going through some things. And I had to let the enemy know we see you. Watch me. Watch what the King, the Most High, does with each and every one of us, even through our trials and tribulations. Please, foot on the neck. Get thee behind me. We ain't beat.
Hey, Taraji, I just got it. It's supposed to be for you, but Kim is, she's that tonight. She took that for you tonight, Taraji, just so you know. The plate don't get passed around. Everybody just, you know, whatever you got, it don't matter if it's coins, if it folds, we appreciate it. Go ahead and put that off in there for Kim, because she didn't say the word tonight. I wasn't ready for watching me. I didn't believe you were going to do that to me like that, okay?
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I just want everybody to know, man, like, don't get caught up in what's in front of these two eyes. That's the whole trick to get you to walk away from your faith, your dreams, your aspirations, your goals. Stay solid, stay strong, get you a great selection of friends and family around you of like minds to build you up when you can't do it for yourself. Just like I said, I'm speaking to you that woke up feeling defeated, cheated, and depleted. Tell the devil to remain seated. Just like that, straight like that. He already know his time is almost up, so that's why he's running them up, putting in OT, trying to slaughter our spirituality, but we ain't having it. We are poets. We have a voice, and this is what we do. Right here on Renaissance Poetry, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, baby, baby.
Well, I can't follow that, so I'm just going to just go ahead and let you host the rest of this show, because I don't even know what to say.
No,
don't run now. Nah. Don't run now.
Nah. I see how you tried to
don't run now, Kim.
All right, y'all.
Look, that poem is crazy. Anybody who's ever heard this poem already know it's about to go down. As soon as I heard watch me, I just put my phone down. I ain't trying to recite none of this. She said to go all the way in. Look. This is how we've been doing it tonight, man. I appreciate y'all. We got the next caller. We've been waiting patiently. We appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and bring her in. We got 506 in the building.
Hello, it's Lady A.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm inspired after Kimbrella. Yeah.
I know, right? I told you, like, when she come through, I left a mic on, too. When she come through, everything is destroyed. You don't even remember nothing. Nobody else did. I'm just saying.
So I'm going to be good. After that one, I'm going to not go on a little bender there for, I'm going to do something real purdy. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is called Memories, Senses. Under the moon, its fullness bright, you brush my hair in the silvery light. Your voice rings sweetness in my ear, resounds, I love you, from memories clear. Our lips remember their embrace, your love I feel laying face to face, your body skin to skin with mine. Under the moon, a delicate breeze, the scent of cologne is conjured with ease. It's then I feel your hands caress my back with knowing, artful finesse. If I imagine long enough, I smell your musk, I feel your touch. You are here, for you I long. The rain begins to fall, to pour, and dampened to my very core. Real life returns. My dreams, ruins my dreams of you, broken, I'm dappled gray and blue. Memory remains alive with fire, time nor space can quench my desire. End poem.
As always, you don't have to say a whole lot. You say a whole lot. Our lips remember their embrace. I like how you said the hands caress the back with artful finesse, but my favorite line, obviously, is memory. You got to say it again. For memory does what?
Towards the end, memory remains alive with fire, time nor space.
Memory remains alive with fire. You ain't got to say a lot. Say a lot. That line right there is explosive by itself. I definitely relate to that particular line.
Oh, thank
you. As always, appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. You always have something that, you know, is unexpected. Because you got me last time. I was a little prepared this time. You got me last time. I wasn't ready.
I was going to read something similar,
I wasn't even ready last time.
I had to say, get thee behind
today,
me.
Today I was ready. Yeah, because I was prepared. I was like, okay. She might hit me with something else. But thank you for always continuing to come through the show and showing love, support, not only to me, not only to this show, but to other poets on the event page. You're very appreciated, and hopefully see you again soon.
Thank you very much. Night.
Already. Night. There's Lady A doing her thing on the mic. We'll go to the next caller. Here we have 713 in the building.
Greetings.
What's Sir going Lawrence on? Here. Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight. All right, go ahead and do your thing then, Sir Lawrence.
Okay.
Good to hear you, man. How you doing?
Yes, always. Yeah, no, I look forward to your show, man. So, I was able to line myself up this time.
That's what's up, man. I definitely appreciate that. I know you heard some of these poets, man.
I know.
I know.
I'm coming a slightly different direction, but I think I got enough to stay on board.
Hey, man, I don't put nothing past you. You think you slick. You one of them slick ones, too. So I'm going to let you come in here and do what you do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, first I want to say that a small disclaimer, I do not own the rights to this music. And here we go. The fastidious feast of the feline. These pumas and cougars sat in one bunch. Their tail tips moved beckoningly. All eyes fully locked on the target. Man eaters ready to feed. As they licked their paws, grooming their claws, to mask their salivation. The point, they've all agreed. This licking and scratching and bumping up against trees can only do so much. Like going to the watering hole to drink. But when hungry, it's time to eat. True satisfaction involves this action. When you commit your attention, she will step out from the pack, letting her scent set the trap. She flicks her tail, but not too aggressively. Once your eyes move, she will strike the pose her body knows so well. The bait being presented as you keep following along. The first test, does she need rope or thin thread to pull you in? It's a constant calculation. She must have you thinking you are winning. Blood is not what will satisfy their taste. It's that carnal loving they crave. Feeling their bodies being handled while absorbing your strength. But the whole objective is to take that boiling hot nectar, sinking in their claws until you forget one doesn't work without the other. That's when you will overstand the bite of the CAT, carnal attraction trap. So if you do get bit, you will be just another kit. Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence. you're nasty. look here. You think you're slick. You come in here talking about the pumas and the cougars. And you make it sound like you're trying to talk about, you know, just nature. And then you got to get into the licking and the scratching and against the trees. Can only do so much. But just look here. The last line, the whole objective is to take the boiling hot. What? I'm not repeating that. Then you say, that's when you understand the bite of the CAT. What's the AT again, man?
Carnal attraction trap.
Get out of here. I ain't listening to you no more, man. I ain't fucking with you trying to give a name. I know what kind of cat you talking about. I'm like, Judge Joe, I know a cat when I see one. I know what you trying to say, man. You ain't fooling me, man.
Hey,
kind of bite you talking
fastidious.
About.
The fastidious, man.
Y'all think y'all slick tonight. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's in the air. I don't know if it's the moon. Y'all saw it out. Y'all saw it out. Like this man said, the bite of the cat.
Hey, you got to be careful out there.
I ain't even mad at you, man. You're right. Everybody got to be careful because the cat might bite. You're right.
Cat might bite.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go on. And keep thinking that you said, you know, nothing. And we'll let you go on over there, you know, like you ain't did nothing. Because you ain't fooling me, but I know what you're talking about.
I hear you. Yeah, well, like I said, I had to come some, you know, everybody up here, you know, pulling out two guns and everything. Goodness.
Hey, apparently everybody coming, but, you know, I don't follow my words. Don't follow that. So, I'm going to let you go handle your business, man. I appreciate you coming through as always.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Alrighty, man. I'll holler at you next time.
Yes, sir. Much love.
Indeed, indeed. That was Sir Lawrence with his biting cat poem. Before we go further, we got a little time left for you guys to call in. So if you want to continue listening to the show before we go into overtime, you want to call in to 319-527-6300 if you're on the computer listening to this show. If you want to spit, all you have to do is press 1. I'll see you in the queue. I'll get you in. We have a whole other hour of this show that is especially for everybody who's pressing 1, who might have come to the show late. We try to get everybody in. You know, if not, you know, we let the show do what it does. We end how it goes. But that being said, we have plenty of callers. So we'll go to the next caller here. We have 901 in the building.
Good evening. Keith, this is Serena Butterfly Brown. I hope all you all are doing okay tonight.
Already. Look, the show's been crazy. Show has been.
It really has.
With all these poets.
Yeah.
I can't help but have a good time. It's been crazy tonight. And then, of course, you show up. I don't know if the scorpion coming. I don't know if it's going to be the butterfly. I don't know who's going to spit. I just know it's finna be crazy too. Y'all also know. So I'm ready for whatever you got. So
I'm the innocent poet of the bunch.
Oh no. Every poet that has called himself innocent then left a trail of nothing but fluid and water we got to mop up. I ain't even trying to play with y'all tonight.
Yeah, y'all been blazing. Y'all been cutting up.
Yeah,
with your little nasty self, you nasty. And then, you know, Kimbrella came in and herself just cut the hell up. And the first part of the show was just magnifique. Y'all did a wonderful job.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Right. MC Hilton set the stage. Everybody been going in since then. It's one of those nights. Like every night that we do this show, and I'm feeling like we can't, you know, surpass what happened last show, and then y'all come and do this. Y'all, it's just been crazy. But with that being said, I already know you're going to do your thing. I ain't trying to hear nothing about no innocence, nothing, none of that. I'm going to press mute.
Okay.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. He knows how I love the rain, and he enters my space with the same calmly. He rests his blessed head upon my breast, and it is soothed by the beating of my heart. He listens intently, for he knows his intentions are to change his pace. My radar senses his presence, for when he is present, his charming aura changes the atmosphere, changing my entire mood. For when he loves on me, I can't get enough. See, I become lost, but don't search for me because I like it here. He becomes indulged when I stroke his ego, and I don't mind because I know that I have my ways of blowing him away. And I'll be his ray of sunshine. I'll shoot his dark clouds away. And I cover him like the sun's warming rays. I enjoy kissing him after the sun does, because he is certainly loved. And as the doves fly by, they don't cry, yet they become smitten as they become our guests, dressed as if they are all in attendance for an all-white party. They watch us as we touch one another in such compassionate ways. I caress my palm softly against his face as he cups mine tenderly with his hand. We stand nose to nose like cosmic Eskimos on some unclaimed planet. What we have grew from a seed of like, which became ripe with love. We took the time to plant and nurture this feeling, purely organic, his touch sensually orgasmic. Two souls immensely connected, the levels we've reached. I'm certain that we are kindred souls. I await the words to be spoken from his beautiful lips. Yes, yes. Because his tongue is fluent, his development is eloquent, and like a voodoo priest, he conjures this fire within me. Sparks always fly, yet they transfer into decadent elements, and any blind person can see that my feelings are very evident and prevalent. All negative energy bounces off of us. We've constructed the shield which surrounds us like a force field which blocks the bullshit. Thus negativity flees as it sees that it is irrelevant. We be so deep into one another in all ways. Our foreplay is multiplied by 10. The love we make magnified by 20 come again. And we don't divide, yet we conquer this equation. See, I'm his poetic persuasion that always causes him to rise to my occasion as we engage in beautiful and passionate moments. Oh, it's real serious. I light his torch and blow lightly upon it to keep the fire going. The smoke sends up its own signals. Rope burns, carpet burns. Oh, shit, he keeps my body lit. I rub his head, which causes my legs to spread even wider, broken like damn. He's the guide, and a flood rushes to him, moistening his skin quite naturally. The precipice is soul-stirring, and the way he stirs is impeccable. He confessed upon his knees that I'm irreplaceable. I touch his chin. My aura brings him to a cerebral erection, and his arrow is pointed towards the right direction, which lands hard and thunderous. Zeus ain't got shit on him. Yeah, because he becomes indulged when I stroke his ego, and I don't even mind. In peace, Scorpius.
I wish you could see my face. Innocent. That's how you gonna start.
Yeah.
Look here. I become lost, but don't search for me. I like it here. That was a sweet little line. You had some lines and you're talking about love and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you got to talking about stroking of the egos. And then you're talking about doves crying. You quoting Prince. Say nothing innocent when you quote Prince. You talking about voodoo priests to do it. Look here. When you got to the rope burns and the carpet burns and the cerebral erections and floods, and I can't even look. It's not PG-13 no more. You can take it to the next level. You flooded. What you flooded his skin? What you say? Ain't nothing innocent about none of that. I don't know why y'all playing with me tonight. Look, y'all out here acting a fool. Sweet. Okay. I don't even. On opposite day. On opposite day. Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're so right. Look, I always appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. Y'all been acting a fool tonight, man. I love it, too. I love how y'all been coming through. Always appreciate hearing you spit. It's always a treat. Hopefully, you know, you'll be able to come back and do your thing next time we do the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Keith.
Already. That's Reba doing her innocent scorpion on the show. I ain't falling. Ain't nobody falling for that. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 251 in the building.
What's happening? This is Hiram.
Hey, Hiram. I just got to ask you a question. Was that innocent to you? Was that poem innocent to you?
No.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Man, y'all ain't fooling nobody when y'all say y'all about to. It just seems like when y'all say y'all about to be innocent, it's about to go down. Like, I literally hear Kevin Hart, it's about to go down. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. That's all I'm saying. How you been doing, brother?
Man, I've been all right. How about you?
Man, look, I'm having a great time, man. This show has been bonkers. Look, I've had a great time on the show tonight, man.
For sure with it. For sure with it. I dig it. There's some good stuff being showcased tonight.
It just feels like it, right? All these poets coming out the woodwork and just blowing up the mic, man. It's been amazing. It's been amazing, man. Yeah. I know you got your thing too, man, because you get to the end. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see what you got. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate it. Her essence inspires poetry. Her skin is a rich shade of chocolate. Her words of admiration are thinly veiled erotic expression, custom designed to get my attention with minimal friction. She piqued my interest as she subtly hinted at fantasies of lingam insertions. Deep penetration of my words aroused the center of her goddess to yearn for my godhood. She prayed for my presence, before slumber and upon awakening greeting the sunrise. Morning the praise and worship service between times she presents her offering. She prepares her altar. I mean, her queen size. Frankincense and myrrh clear the space for the divine masculine to enter. Our soul contracts from past lives contain clauses that mandate rendezvous and physical interactions. Her familiar souls give me the dopest vibes ever known, and no matter where I am, she has a place for me to call home. I kneel before her glory, before orally parting her universe so that I may earn my anointing. Her holy oils adorn me like a sweet honey gloss. She interrupts my work to request my lips to lick it off. She lets out a whimper when I enter her holy temple, which grows into a crescendo that's affirming to my spirit. I'm moved by her moans as I'm strumming her inner walls and maintaining the rhythm. She became my favorite song. Singing the name of the divine during the sighting of our hymns that go throughout the spiritual realm, and she blesses my erection. She feels my throbbing and move in a position to catch it, swallowing the wisdom of my ancestors in order to better understand me and give me the utmost optimum pleasure. This wasn't an orgasm. This was a mutual ascension to heaven by way of spiritual possession. She surrendered to me her body, told me to do with it as I please, and reminded me not to rush and to take all the time that I need. Thank you.
Man, you better motherfucking spit. Y'all showing y'all ass. Man, you going to take the Bible and I don't even know how. Give me back. Give me the worship service live, bro. Give me the worship service live.
Which one though? I'm trying to go back on.
Sorry, you talking about deep penetration of my words and you did.
She prays for my presence. Upon awakening, greeting the sunrise, morning the praise and worship service between times she presents her offerings. She prepares her altar. I mean her queen side. Burning frankincense amid a clear space for the divine masculine to enter.
Oh man, cold blooded, bro. Like custom designed to get my attention, our souls. You had a lot of shit in here, but man, swallowing the wisdom of my... Y'all killing me tonight. Y'all killing me, though. You had lines in this piece, man. You had lines in this piece. Her anointed oils? Her anointed...
Yeah,
it wasn't olive oil you talking about. It wasn't olive oil. I know that.
Olive oil.
She might cook with olive oil.
She might cook with olive oil, bro.
Hey, that's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. Exactly what it sounds like. But it was hot that month. Anyway. I appreciate you coming through. Y'all been acting a fool tonight, man. I'm going to sip the rest of this motherfucking black because I need a drink because y'all killing me. that good water. So, look, I appreciate you coming through, man, and doing your thing. It's been, like, dope as hell to hear you come through, man. You've been, like, what, 3-4 times now, man, and you've been killing it.
Yeah, this is my third time.
I love, you know. Yeah, I love it, dog. You've been doing your thing, man. Already.
Thank you, man.
Definitely appreciate that, man. Keep coming back and blessing us with your work, man.
It sure will, man. Thank you for having me.
Already. Man, y'all been doing the thing. I'm going to go to the next caller here. I have 424. in the building.
What's happening, sir?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I know who this is, but why don't you let everybody know who we talked to tonight?
This Anthony Arnold.
Already. Brother, I know you about to give me something different. Because they've been acting a fool, man.
No.
What?
No,
what?
You may be surprised about this one. This is one of the first ones I ever wrote when I first got on the Facebook back in 2011.
Let me go, because I need to. Where the full moon at?
And
I don't see if you're shining on me right now.
I don't recite this one very often.
Okay.
So,
you know what? It is what it is.
considering everything I've heard tonight, it's about a proper time to use it.
Well, you know what? That seems to be the energy, man. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm a press mute. Mike is yours, man.
This is a piece called Four Words. As I stared into the most beautiful brown eyes I had ever seen, an ebony goddess said four words that would change my life forever. Do you trust me? As I started to speak, she silenced me with a kiss, a deep, soul-stirring kiss. Then she started to undress me, all the while kissing and biting here and there until I was naked. And again she said, do you trust me? She kissed me again and slid a black hood over my head. Slightly frightened but strangely aroused, I let her lead me to an X-shaped brace where I was strapped in. I felt her graze me with a leather quirt as she began to trace my body and all parts of me when suddenly I felt pain, like I had never known up and down my spine. I cried out, but the beating became much more intense. But then after a while, I began to crave the pain. It became exquisite. I became aroused to the point I thought I would burst. When she stopped, I begged and pleaded with her not to. I craved release. When as suddenly as it began, the whipping ceased, she grabbed me and began to squeeze. As I began to moan, I felt her mouth engulf me. I begged her to stop. The pleasure behind the pain was too much to bear, but she wouldn't. I felt my soul being pulled from my body as she squeezed. I came with a flood so intense I would have fallen to my knees if I could, as I hung there, spent. I heard her whisper those four damnable words in my ear, do you trust me? As I was unstrapped and fell to my knees, she ripped the hood from my face, and there in front of me was the most beautiful sight I had ever seen, nicely trimmed and wet as the deepest ocean. As I stared upon this work of art, I barely heard what she said to me. Service me. I dived into her like it was my last meal. I licked and nibbled and sucked. Somewhere I heard her say, stop. But I would not. I could not. She screamed as she came and sunk to her knees in front of me. And I heard those four words again, but not what I expected.
why wouldn't you stop? I couldn't stop. I wanted you to feel what I felt. She reached in between us and found my growing erection and pushed me to my back and took me with one brutal plunge. She rolled me as if her life depended on it. She had to regain control, but her body betrayed her. She began to find herself in the throes of orgasm. I grabbed her hips and slammed myself into her. No, no, no. Yes, 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 she screamed as she began to spasm. She began to milk me as I rammed myself into her harder and harder. She screamed as she began to come. I pulled her hips down on me and sprayed the inside of her womb with my seed. As she fell upon my chest, as we both lay upon the floor spent and satisfied, fading into oblivion, I swore I heard these words again. Do you trust me? And that's that piece.
Oh, damn. Y'all killing me. Anthony Arnold has come to my page on my show and had his soul snatched. He's snatching souls. What's going on? Usually my man is talking about the ancestors. He's talking about what's going on in black history. This man then got the black hood put on him. He getting the ass whoopings when he like him. Did he return it to her? Bruh, it's too much going on in this piece right here, man. I wasn't even ready. Like, you just did what Andre did to me last time. You know, what Lady A did to me last time. I wasn't even ready. This man, look here. Let me go to my notes here. Look, what he said, you got me because I was just, you pulled me in. You said, do you trust me? And I was like, okay, where are you finna go with this? And she silenced me with a kiss. And I'm like, okay. It started kind of sensual. Then my man said she put a black hood over my head. And the beating, what did you say about the beatings, man?
Bruh,
I wouldn't even. I don't know. I was not ready. Y'all showing y'all whole ass. I know what, look, Kim. It's a full moon. This is the perfect time for you to put the full moon ass up on the page you be putting up. Because that's all people showing tonight is the full moon ass. I wouldn't even, look, this Anthony Arnold, look here, man. You were a writer like a motherfucker. You told the whole story here, bro. You might as well go ahead and put a miniseries out on this shit. Make this motherfucker a miniseries. I bet you somebody watch. Oh, I don't know what to do with y'all poets tonight, man. I said earlier that, you know, I feel like y'all can't top what you did last time we did the show. Then y'all come in here tonight and just act the absolute fool on this show. All of y'all, everybody that lost their whole mind on this show tonight.
I'm gonna pat you on your back,
man.
I promise I'll go back to my regularly scheduled poems.
Hey, look, you can do what you want. I just look like I told Lady A. I'm gonna be ready next time. That's all. I'm gonna be ready next time when y'all come through. You ain't gonna fool me. I was ready for Wade in the water when you got on the mic. You hit me with some other type of water tonight.
Actually.
You was wading in a whole different water tonight. Uh-huh.
While you saying wading the water, that was the piece I was going to do. I have a piece on wading the water, and that was the piece I was going to do. I'll do it next time.
Oh, shit.
You had a different way that you needed to get done tonight. I understand, man. I understand.
He went a little bit left.
Yeah, yeah. You weighed in a whole different water, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say about y'all tonight. Look here, brother. Bring your ass back next time. Do whatever it is you want to do. Because I'm ready. I'm ready. Y'all ain't going to trick me no more. I'm ready. Next time. Whatever you do. Oh, man. I appreciate you coming through, dog, man. Yeah, I'm having a good time, man. I appreciate y'all coming through as always. And like
oh,
I
yeah,
said, man.
It was fun.
Keep doing your thing.
Every time I come through.
All right. Indeed. Keep doing your thing, man. Hope to see you next time, brother.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic.
Already. So, see, the next person, I'm not gonna say nothing because I don't even want to hype myself up thinking they're gonna. Brother, what you got for me tonight?
What you got?
Man? Look, I'm having a great time. Hey, if you have a radio on, could you cut your radio down, man? Because it's giving like a feedback. You there?
That ain't better.
Oh man, that's 100 times better right there, man. So I know you've been hearing all of this tonight, man. It has been a hell of a night already. But I got divine inspiration on the mic, brother. How you been,
man? The ups and downs, and you know, trials like everybody else. But I'm still here, so. I have a reason to be happy, to be content.
Already, man. That's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word right there, bro. I'm glad to hear that, man. Glad that you're still here, man. And glad that you took the time to come into the show and press one.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's times, I guess, when you're going through these things that you need to call into these platforms because there's going to be a word, something that's going to give you a little bit of strength or even if it just diverts you from the chaos that you're going through from that. So y'all need to call in here, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, every night on the Inspiration Factory, on Epiphany, there's something for you every night of the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you do it.
And that's
right
unsolicited.
Right on, right on. Well, brother, it is your turn. I'm ready to see what you about to do on this mic here, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm going to cheat a little bit because this is one that I'm bringing out of the studio. This is called This Place.
This Place by Divine Inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unitedly stand. More importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, place where in time so often you become forgotten.
Oh.
Divine. Listen, man, when is the album coming out? Because that shit was ridiculous. where can I get that shit at? No, I'm serious. Like, where is that recorded at? Like, you need to put that on a CD or something. That's fire.
Okay.
That's like I was listening to a narrative of the 13th. Who's that? Don't tell me For Real did it.
For Real did it. Yes, he did.
Look here, man. Y'all need to quit playing.
He had the nerve to tell me he wasn't happy with it. He wanted to toy, but I said, you ain't toying with nothing. That's perfect.
Look, that beat goes perfectly with your cadence. It literally needs to be recorded just like that. Just everything about how you did that. And, of course, what you were saying, you know, it literally, you know, I've talked about this on the show many times, the 13th. That literally just made me think of that because, of course, you know, anybody who is not familiar with what is happening to black men and women in the judicial system, you look at the 13th. But the way that you put this in this piece, it needs to be heard, it needs to be recorded, You need to put it out there, brother. Y'all need to quit playing. Quit playing with me. Y'all need to put this on CD or something.
I don't want no trouble.
For real, I know you're listening. Stop playing. Don't tinker with it. Put it out there. Quit playing with it, man. It's fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, I
appreciate you coming through, man. That was dope right there, man. For real talk. And you had a ton of lines in there, man. You know, far too often the black blood ends up in the mop, bruh. You have so many lines in this piece, but it's a lot going on, man, and it definitely needs to be shared. You need to make sure that you do something with this, man. The gems like this don't come along often, man, where people want to hear this over. You can definitely put this out, bro. For real.
I would definitely take that under advisement. I appreciate that, man. Especially because, you've been around the block once or twice. What needs to be done in the poetic world, you know, we do have a responsibility.
Look, I'm just saying. I'm saying, you don't play with that one. Like, there, y'all need to go ahead and cultivate that. Get that out there, man. Real talk.
I might have to call our CEO tomorrow and start a session.
Have that conversation. You can put a whole CD together like that, man, for real. Oh, man, I appreciate you coming through and sharing that with me, man, because that was ridiculous, man. It inspired me. I got a couple pieces I need to quit playing with, like bullshit. So, yeah, man, you have divinely inspired me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, I need to get on. I need to do my thing. Got me on my James Brown, ready to do my thing. So, yeah, appreciate you, man, coming through, man. I hope to hear you next time, man. Already.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a show try. Definitely. I can't miss this. I need this.
Indeed.
That
was divine inspiration. Doing his thing. He handles divine inspiration on Sundays. Y'all need to hit my man up. Check out his show. He's definitely inspiring and doing his thing, man. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 757 in the building.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hello.
Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
How y'all doing? This is Tamp the Poet chiming in. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man. Good to hear you, bro. Man, I'm over here geek, bro. Like, this show has been off the chain, man. I have enjoyed myself thoroughly tonight.
Likewise. I've been sitting back in the cut just enjoying it, man. Getting my poetry soul.
That's
man.
What's up, man.
So
I'm just fat full, man. I'm already over my belly, but I'm gluttonous. I'm gluttonous. I'm ready for more. You know what I'm saying? So I know you got that fire over there, man. Look, you've been waiting.
I don't know about all that.
Don't do it, because I'm told everybody tonight. I ain't falling for the banana to tailpipe, man. I ain't gonna do it. Y'all ain't gonna Beverly Hills cop me tonight, man.
I'm just going to do my little piece. It's called Uninvited Guests, and then I'm going to slide back in the cut.
Okay. So just let me give people, you know, who don't understand poet language. He said he going to do his little piece, and then he going to roll up out of here. That means he finna fuck all this shit up, and then he going to drop the mic. That's what that means. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours, brother.
There are some strangers in my house, design constructs for dissension, tension, and strife. The only uninvited here is a song by Alanis Morissette, but we have been set up to fit an infectious disease designed only for separation. But there are some strangers in my house. Intentional fouls like a basketball player, but who invited them to be on the roster? Certainly, it wasn't me. Bright lights illuminated from that portal piece, giving me no peace of mind to look in the eyes of someone I know. And this isn't Chu. Chu has been multiplied into millions, only to divide the only two that matter in this union. But you aren't Gabrielle, and I'm not D-Wade.
I'm your champion, your protector, who sleeps with a sword and shield to keep you away from the carnivores attempting to devour all that we are. If loving you correctly is now simping, and they're telling you washing my clothes is your only contribution, where the hell do all these new definitions replace love? This modern-made bullshit can't compete with an old genuine soul. I love my strong queen. I don't need a slave without chains. These strangers have invaded my solace. They need corrective action. Matter of fact, they can all just get the fuck out. The unlimited bandwidth has a far reach into your core. See, we changed from Verizon to Visible, but I can't see you this way. Your confidence has been stirred like old coffee at a convenience store. It's still murky. Tick-tock, tick-tock on the metronome. But you and I, we are no longer in sync. Togetherness was organic, but now it feels like a bad contract. Nothing but terms and conditions, but I'm conditioned to remain what I am. I don't need permission to be your king. My crown is permanent, and our thrones are the same size, yet your equilibrium has come unbalanced, making you seem smaller in stature. I'm a good man, but who are these strangers telling you falsehoods chopped and screwed like a Paul Wall track? When do we sign up to get a microphone, a laptop, unqualified therapist for me to love you properly? They need to expeditiously get off my property. But here I am, standing on my square, the person that communicates with action instead of other people's actions stopping us from pressing on. See, I don't like wrinkles in the fabric of my relationship. Who told these people they could put a tab in your mind and leave me with the bill, knowing I need a loan to pay off the debt of dangerous mindsets in a minefield? Instantly gramming my relationship to doom. The woman I know, I don't recognize her face because it's been staying in the wrong book. The bluebird is flown into my nest of love, and now my best friend is a gaming console, and I keep losing, even though I no longer need quarters to continue. What the hell is going on around here? Loose gravel under your red bottles, having you feeling confused, angry, and blue. These strangers will receive their eviction notice because I've noticed that they have an effect on our effectiveness to be effective for one another. These internet bloggers need to be eradicated. They won't break up our happy home. You need to disconnect from them service because they're feeding you the wrong dish in your plate. And I'll be damned. See, I'm telling Warner they're out of time. Spectrum's charter has been disbanded. Affinity can't last when the only Wi-Fi around here to reach your heart is me, even in the midst of your storm. In peace.
Didn't I tell y'all he's going to come here and fuck this shit up? That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you motherfucking spit. This man came here, stood on his square, talked about black love like it's supposed to be talked about. Brother, the notice, you got bars, man. You got bars, but look here.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to need you to go and give me back the Gabrielle Union and D-Wade line. Go and give me them bars back right quick there, brother.
Let's see. Where was I? I got to scroll up here. Okay. Two has been multiplied into millions only to divide the only two that matter in this union, but you aren't Gabrielle and I'm not D-Wade. I'm your champion, your protector who sleeps with his sword and shield to keep you away from the carnivores attempting to devour all that you are.
Bruh, not only are you talking about some real shit when it comes to black love, you're talking about the man being a protector. You don't even get to hear that too much today. You're talking about how, you know, you don't need permission to be the king. Your crown is permanent. You're saying some real grown-up man shit, but you got bars when you do it. Cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded. I love it.
I appreciate it, bro.
I love it, man. That's how you come through, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming through and spit, man. I'm telling you, y'all making my night, bro. Let me get my pen together. Y'all ain't gonna have me out here feeling stupid. Let me get my stuff together, man.
Man, I just appreciate you allowing me to breathe on your platform for a few minutes, man. Feels good.
Man, look at him. Look at him with the extra humble. The extra humble. He came through here and destroyed the Mikey extra humble. That's what I'm talking. I ain't even mad at you, brother. I feel like we kindred spirit. I do similar shit. I ain't gonna get mad at you. I ain't even mad at you, dog. Yeah. That's what's up, man. You killed it though, man. Real talk.
Thank you, sir. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night. Do one more thing for me before
indeed.
I go. please put a battery in beloved Kim's back. I've been sitting here making these records for her. They stacked up, and I'm ready for her to get this album done so we can get it done in 2022. I greatly appreciate it.
Kim!
You know we about to get on to that. Kim! Stop playing. Get it together. Get it together, ma'am, over here with your hurricane action on the mic, but you ain't got no record? He got beats? Come on. I'm in that ass now. You didn't messed up.
Yeah,
you told me I'm finna.
Okay.
Look. They playing because you over there doing your thing, and she. Okay. Yeah. Kim. I'm looking at you now. I'm seeing. You need to get yourself together
look,
too.
Man, I know you got.
Appreciate you, brother.
Waiting. I'ma slide out. Thank you, brother. Y'all be blessed and have a safe, healthy weekend.
Already. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Already. Y'all showing out here. We got 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith, Eric, Mr. Renaissance, how are you? This is C34 Music in Stereo.
Brother, I'm doing great. You already know what it is. Y'all all have been acting the fool. You acted a fool last time you was on the show, so you already know what I'm talking about. I expect you probably
Wait a minute now. I was just a man in a hockey jersey kicking a car off the roof and then asking, what did I do?
No. You was talking about chicken and strip clubs last time you was here, but okay. I'm going to let you go ahead and keep pretending. Like I forgot what you said over here. I'm going to let you keep pretending. You know? I remembers. What you did last time you was on this show. You know, wow, this chicken's so good. I remember, man. But all right. Yeah, man. You going to come and do the same thing tonight, man. I already know. So I'm ready for it. I appreciate you being patient, man, letting us get to you. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is my State of the Union address. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't smoke cigarettes or blunts. And I'm not from Newport. But if you come at me, I'll smoke you and create a new sport. I'm the commissioner, Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp. No weapons formed prospers. You never would have made it if it wasn't for me and your mama. She saw the best in me as her legs spread became my destiny. It's chemistry class, and the lesson is, not everyone can mess with me. I'm fertilizing as I burn your house using my left eye down like Andre Rison. If you ask CSI and Sade if it's a crime, here's the time for you to recognize my strength. I used to be blind like Samson, freaking all those tramps and hoes out of their pantyhose, but now I'm dismantling their mansions with my manhood. You're one of my kids, and she's my wife, Tisha Campbell. I had her screaming soprano during the national anthem while ramming her in Los Angeles. She used to be a 49er. Now she's 50 holding my candlestick. Got her on bended knees like she was Kaepernick with an afro pick. She said, damn, that's good. You want to rerun? Hey, hey, hey. Here's what's happening. I can make her dance like Zap with more bounce than trampolines. Imagine me. I'm not Kirk Franklin smiling with pink paint on my lips. This is poetry tapestry. And yeah, I'm sampling Carole King. I own my masters and catalogs to you old dirty bastards. And I won't sign contracts selling my soul to get my back blown. I don't mumble rap, and I'm more classical than trap soul. I'm that answer to who stepped over Ty Lue during practice. And if this is the sound of Philadelphia, the thrill of telling you this is, I'll gamble while you huff and puff from daddy's night riding you like Hasselhoff. Strippers, take your tassels off. This speech ain't for amateurs. I'm a spirit passing through the camouflage. Respect my gangster and stamina. I'm that Ashford to your Simpson with more juice solid than my boner. I'm going, going, gone. And this is my walk-off Homer dope poem.
Look here, you're not going to come to my show and spit pure, unadulterated bars like that. I don't appreciate it. I don't even appreciate it. Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, no weapons formed against me, never would have made. No, sir. No, sir. 49er, now she's 50, holding my candle. No, sir. No, you not, no. The answer, the step over, Ty Lue, the practice. No, you're not. You had a whole bunch of shit like that in this whole piece. Brother, that shit was fire, though. I ain't even gonna lie. That shit, I love metaphors, man. So you already know. You had the music in there. You had, like, movies, The Sopranos. Like, you was dropping nothing but metaphorical bars in this piece, man. I dug it. Definitely dug this.
I'm Snoop Dogg. Murder was the case. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Yeah. No, see, everybody want to be innocent tonight, but murder was the case. Murder was the case, and I'm putting it on you tonight, man. I'm slapping the gavel on your ass tonight. We ain't playing. Murder was the case, because that's what y'all did. All of y'all have done nothing but murder the mic tonight, man. I don't even know what to say, brother. This has been a crazy nightmare for me. I've definitely
appreciate
you coming through.
I'm trying
man.
The glove on. I'm trying the evidence on. I'm trying the glove on. It don't fit.
It never fucking fit tonight. It fit tonight. Fuck that. Ain't no acquittal tonight. It motherfucker fit. All of that. You shit. Your ass was in the Bronco. Fuck that. Appreciate you, man, coming through.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, man.
Cold-blooded, hey. Dog. Hope to catch you next time on the show.
One love, one mic to you. Yeah, man.
Already. Oh, shit. We got about 3 callers left on the mic. Y'all been killing it all night, man. I'm going to go to 707 in the building.
Lord, I don't want to go now.
Man, look, doing? Everybody acting like they ain't got the fire.
I mean,
great. Let everybody know who we
listen
to tonight.
I got a little campfire, maybe a little Bunsen burner shit.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Y'all not finna Beverly Hills cop me tonight, I'm trying to tell you. Y'all ain't finna do it. Not finna do it.
With your nanny killing self, but anyway.
What? Ma'am. Ma'am, hold on. Wait a minute.
Where are the kids, Keith?
I don't know nothing you're talking about. My kids was dropped off and safe in their daycare.
Yeah, they sure
were. At daycare.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They at daycare. They good. They safe.
They good.
They safe. Man, I hear from them every time. Every time I drop them off. Everybody know who we talking to tonight.
Oh shit! This Lily ain't misbehaving.
Indeed. This is just the Black Bay West right now. That's who on the phone. Shit. Coming at me about my piece. Yeah. Look here. Y'all all been acting a fool. And of course, you here. My gosh. Whatever you do is going to be off the chain.
I finally got a day off from these two jobs, so yes.
Look, I'm glad that you made it through tonight, because if it wasn't ever a night for you to show up, it was tonight. Look. You need to be a part of this. You need to be a part of this here. So look, I'm about to press mute.
I'm home.
You are. This is the family reunion right here. I'm going to hand you the karaoke mic at the family reunion. I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay, I haven't written anything in a while, so I'll share something from my CD. It's titled Penetrate. I felt the rise of him, erect reality from blurred fantasies, came alive inside my panties. I willingly submit to the commands of a dom. He took control of what I thought was mine. My ink leaked down my thighs and left puddles on white sheets. Contract was signed in unmuted ink. It burned through my flesh when he dipped inside of me and scribbled his name on my walls, confirmation that my pussy he owns now, and it was his to do as he wished. I took what he gave out, hard limits and all. I bowed down to daddy. He grabbed my fat ass and penetrated deeply. My lips squeezed around him tightly like a rope. He was hooked on my dope. His stiffness, I provoked. His dick and my pussy collaborated to conduct multiples. I held on tightly to the edge of the bed. The root of his tree was planted firmly in my soil. He grew inside of my wetness and produced orgasms. My moans turned into screams as he swelled inside of my inkwell. Scribes painted on me like phone numbers in bathroom stalls. I called out, but he didn't answer. My face buried below. Dirty words were muffled by fresh, clean pillows. He went deeper, fucked me harder. I squirmed after each slap, each bite, each pinch, and each thrust right before I bust. Electric shock pierced through my body when his hands closed tightly around my neck, and I loved it. I came hard. My pussy squirted on him like a water gun on a hot summer's day. He yanked me by my kinky hair, matted with sweat, and pulled me close like a yo-yo. Kisses, he shoved my head down until I was face to face with his head. He kept my lips full, washed them out because I talked too much shit. My mouth trimmed in salty sweetness. I loved the tantalizing taste of chocolate and cum that coated my throat. In peace.
Yeah. So you gonna come on this show and say you squirted like a water gun on a hot summer day. You gonna say he pulled you close like a yo-yo. Tongues tied to rough kisses, shoved his head down face to face, and you said he kept your lips full, washed them out because you talked too much shit? And gonna try to tell me at the beginning of this phone call that you what? You innocent?
No, I never said that. I own my freak.
I'm just saying.
My pen hasn't been speaking lately, so I had to get the throwback.
Shit. Well, this throwback was throwing it back the way you were spitting this off of your head. Shit. y'all, this was the perfect night for you to come spit this, because after all the stuff I had heard, Anthony Arnold and put the hood over his head. Anthony said he said he wants the pain. Oh man, look. I ain't ready for all y'all. And Lady A last week hit us with some of that with the tied up stuff, and then he come with the hood over the head and getting whipped. Everybody acted a fool tonight. It's been one of those
you
nights.
You brought the platform. That's your doing. You the one that created this.
I wouldn't expect nobody to do all of that tonight. I tell people, I said, bring your best mm-hmm. shit, whatever it is. Yes. I ain't realized tonight that everybody's best shit was going to be.
We're doing what we told because, you know, we following your example, Mr. Father of all the kids and the
I don't remember none of that.
It's okay.
We're going to listen
to that playback after the show. Mm-hmm. We will discuss. I'll be calling you in the morning, right. Umbrella.
Oh, snap. I appreciate you coming through. It was good to hear you, man. It's been a minute since we had you on, man. Good to hear you.
I know.
Already. Hope to catch you next time you get a break, come through. We always appreciate you doing whatever
Most
type
definitely.
Of poetry you bring.
Most Already. Definitely. Have a good night.
You too. That was the Black Mae West. The moon is full like everybody's ass tonight. That's exactly what's going down. I'm going to go to the next caller. We got 540 in the building.
What's up, man?
Man, you already know what's going on tonight, brother. You've been listening. You know what's up. It's going down, man.
You know what? Hey, word on the street is you produce so much kids up in her that she got you paying child support.
I don't know what word.
Now you're paying child support.
Unless you... Only word on the street I know is when Martin Lawrence was hosting the show on his TV show. That's the only word on the street I know about. Martin Lawrence hosting on his TV show. That's all I know. I don't know no other word on the street, but know nothing about none of that.
All right. Yeah.
Brother. I know.
All right.
You over there feeling really good, man. I appreciate you being patient, waiting for us to get to you. So it's your turn
to
do whatever
it is
on your heart tonight.
Keith, Eric, I just want to say, man, I fucks with you. I fucks with, you know, Kimbrella, thank you for that inspirational poem. You know, that's really needed. And I hope that... Trish, Taraji gets better. You know what I mean? God heal her. Now, you know, I'm going to have to repent because after saying God heal her, then, you know.
Yeah, it's been going down. It's been going down. I understand.
Yeah,
I'm
going to have to repent after my I'll go to that's why
I'm gonna let you handle that after. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours. All right.
So I'm gonna do a freestyle about Roman Reigns. You know, I'm gonna use this saying, okay? For people that watch wrestling, he says, acknowledge me. All right? You will acknowledge me. The way I have your body moving from one side to another side. The way I go deep down in your surroundings. The way I bury my head down in those tender places. I want you to feed me to make sure that down there, that elevator is my appetite. I want to lick my plate real good. I want you to have this understood. You see, I've been waiting all night, and my tongue can't wait anymore. You need to spread those legs like a butterfly. You see, you qualify. Damn it, I'm about to kill it so good, and I'm going to have my own alibi. You see, I need to go ahead and lick your dreams out. I need you to be bursting in air. I need you to be like a godsend to provide a high steam of fluid. I need to go ahead and put your legs on my shoulder because I want you to lose your composure. I want to murder everything that's inside you. This is like a murder. This is a all eyes that I kill, and this is the real deal. Like I'm about to knock it out like the real deal, Holyfield. Yes, I want to attack it. I want you to scream so loud that the police are being called. Even though I don't even fuck with 5-0, but I'm about to put on the show and dig up all up in you like an all-pro. I want you to be noisy. I want you to do me proud. I want your mouth to be fancy and go ahead and work your mouth. Do it for daddy. Because I had to make a toast to you. The way you bend over, the way you touch your toes, the way that you want me to go ahead and take all your clothes, the way I got lost. You are the real deal, not false. Acknowledge me. You will acknowledge me because I'm going to beat it real good. I'm going to go ahead and abuse it and use it until the next man won't be able to touch it because my initials will be all over it. You will acknowledge me. You will go ahead and breathe harder and harder as I go farther and farther. You see, techniques are going like smarter and smarter. Will you go ahead and take a deep breath? Then you will acknowledge me. Because once I have released all of me, there ain't nothing left. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in the Marlin, proper and dry.
No, ain't nothing left, brother. Ain't a motherfucking thing left. This man said he gonna murder it till he need an alibi.
But
I know. I'm just he gonna murder it till he need an alibi. Look, you did the damn thing, brother. I was just gonna give you that. I can't repeat all the stuff you were saying, but yeah. You did the thing, though. I'm about to check out the replay. I'm going to check out the replay, dog. You going in over
you know,
there. Everybody's spazzing tonight, man.
You know, he's still looking for them kids, man. What were you got? I mean, did you kid?
Look, man, I ain't about to talk with everybody about
you know
no kids
said,
tonight, man. I'm for the bang on you. I'm going to holler at you later, man. I'll see you next show, brother. I'll see you next show, dog. Getting banged on. I'm going to 213. You ain't going to make me talk about no kid.
Hey,
getting banged on.
Hey, wait a
213 to bed. How you feeling?
Wait a goddamn.
What's happening, man?
This is the last time I wait this motherfucking long to call in. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, this show, look. If you wait late to call in here, bro, look, I got one more caller to press one, and I hope I can get him in.
Oh,
we got one more caller.
My mama. Oh, my mama. Dog. I don't know if I can sit. I don't know.
Hey, you better come with it, dog. You done waited all this time, man. You better come with it.
The Renaissance ain't got nothing to do with a naked woman on a mythical horse. This is the Renaissance right here. Oh, mama.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh my.
Shit. Well, everybody know who we listening to tonight, brother.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith. I can't even add the D right now because I can't even compete.
There you go with that shit again. Everybody know you got the bars. Everybody know you got a lyrical gift. Yeah, you ain't about to fool nobody, man. I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother. Yeah, there he go. There he go.
Wow.
There he go. Every show he come with bullshit. I'm a press mute. Mike is yours.
All right. Suicide and love is words that I never spoke. So I ink my pain and express my frustration through these lines I wrote. Since reconnected to a love through daily manifesting, I'm grateful, but I still have questions. It would seem as if our late night conversations have become her deviations from a life now lived in the slow lane. The memories of we, spontaneous and carefree, are skeletons triggered by the syllables of my name, spoken in baritone harmony and sung by those that witness her past happiness and want her to bring an end to her dying slow and predictability. She lives vicariously through my addictions, adrenaline junkie. I think I got a death wish, honestly. She offers me lectures in love through group messages with my brother. She believes that communication between us is safer that way. It's hard for me to accept the way that I put her on a pedestal, as she might get her issue from her significant other if he ever discovered that she was texting another man, even as friends. Text messages between us are like cryptic ciphers written in invisible ink and discarded thereafter. But her importance to enlightening my spirit is like positive energy that lingers on repeat, like a Jesus icon manipulated by the great hand in the one being, which represents infinity. If 5,000 were fed with two fish and five loaves of bread, then her essence is enough to feed my spirit for eternity. But her spirit isn't free. Her hand doesn't belong to me. Hours drift between responses like water flowing through the Panama Canal. It ain't that she ignoring my messages. She with her husband now, spending quality time. They tucked in and going to bed. I'm her secret therapy session. I'm not saying that she has issues with her father, but with me she holds confession while professing between Hail Marys that the passion between her marriage is a covenant to her vows and a bond that is no longer strong, but just enough for her to hold on to what they built together, a kingdom with a castle and a tower erected, a place where he keeps his queen heart protected. She's cautious when she speaks to me. It's like she's running a marathon on rice paper when she's talking to me. Butterfly footsteps on wilted rose petals create a vibration that doesn't tear the whole flower apart. So omitting answers that he doesn't want honestly revealed makes more sense. Like, together we used to be in another life. She was my wife. It's true that I proposed to her first, but I slipped up. The one time that she needed a shoulder, I was preoccupied feeling sorry for me. And he pulled up driving a hearse. We was teenagers back then. I didn't know what it meant to be a man. I was immature and sensitive, so she left quick. Never got a chance to make my amends. That act spunked me off into a dark place. Her memory erased, replaced with illicit drugs and alcohol with a hard chaser. She often inquires why it is that I never replaced her. Because masterpieces live forever in museums, but my heart is a different shade of dead. My relationship future lays dormant in mausoleums. And seeing how she's been the embodiment of perfection since God sketched her, I just figured without her, I'd die slow while numbing my gray matter to mistakes with the other lost souls in purgatory. I was doing well managing the pain of her memory. I stayed self-medicated. From my past, she was unanimated. But her name will live forever in the present in my neocortex just redacted until she sent the message through my brother. And compulsively, I put my action in the verb and sent back my reply. I'm puzzled as to why, after all this time, I still feel like it still feels like yesterday when she left me. I can still feel the breath on my neck and the goosebumps that plagued me. I know that we were meant to be with all of my being, just not in this lifetime that I'm seeing. If love is suicide, it's never saying what your heart is feeling. The last time I died, this time I'm trying to survive. So what I'm saying is this, that even though I'm not with you, all I see is you. They might be mad at me for not being willing to move on, but you're going to always be, through my memory, the keeper of my love for all eternity. And that's that piece.
Man, I love how you go in on the storytelling about these relationships, brother. But there's a line that I just need you to give me before we go to the next caller, man. Lingers on repeat, like, Jesus, what? Just give me that Jesus line. I need to hear that again.
Okay, hold on. Oh, man. I can't find it.
It's way back up there somewhere, yeah, but that's the line that called out to me, brother.
Man, I can't, I like, because I'm reading it, I can't
find it. All right, man.
All right, man. Well, you know, do me a favor and put it on the event page for me. Put the, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
no, no doubt.
Say,
no
if
doubt.
You don't mind, put it on the event page.
Taraji, you know why I can't find it, because I've been drinking bourbon listening to this whole
game. Okay. Well, see, we all have, man. I got black and Four Roses over here.
Yeah.
I'm sipping on black and, yeah. Shit, do you think? Do you think, man?
All
right, man. throw it on the page for me there, brother. I appreciate you coming through, man. All right. Peace. So we're going to make it to the last caller here. We got 445 in the building.
Shana Nabosa, what it do? Listen, I got this nasty
ass
you wrote for me last week, bro. I got this nasty ass you wrote for me last week. This is for real, the poet.
Really?
Let
don't put it on me. Don't put it on me, man. I'm going to let you do your piece, man. Don't be trying to put me on it, man. Press and mute, bro. The mic is yours.
Keith Eric, this piece is written by Keith Eric. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit, marmalade, succulent, the taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions, visuals amplified by closed eyes where inner heat, longings, and wantings became intensified and the breaths of two become one, but the heartbeat of both becomes multiplied, causing those I want to fuck you sparks to fly. Like survivalists rub sticks together to start a fire, we bond. We begin to slow grind, releasing soft sighs, moans, and I want you groans. And I want you groans. Her cries to have me inside her. The anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding it in her, was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I had for her, leading me completely to emotionally ecstasy. We both have needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers, fulfill hers, enter her, my bone in her. I'm boning her, all up in her, slowly stroking her, playing her O-bone like a cello while I'm fucking her, animating her skeleton. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue. I'm coming in her mind's carcass. I think I hit her rib eye, did I? Her response was a deep sigh, so I hit it just like that one more time. No, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dick her, before I dick back in her, toss salad for dinner. And her body spoke. She said, touch me. Touch me and make the heavens sway. Make the stars dance. I want to be left in a trance when your lips brush up against me. She said, make the earth shake. Make me quake. I want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon the way you tongue spoon me. She said through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch her in places that ache to be touched slowly. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me, run your fingers slightly over, let them linger, use your middle finger, make me moan, feed my fever, make my body yearn until my yoni screams to be re-entered. Play with it, keep touching me, keep touching it, touch me mentally, lightly feather me. This was meant to be, she said, I want you to fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams at high velocity. Whisper, whisper my name, her body spoke with slight jerks, spasms, she was having them, convulsions, she was reaching them, she began preaching, orgasms, she prolonged, speaking in foreign tongue, in rhythm, to erotic waves, see, this was foreplay, her favorite song. Then I held her like some priceless instrument, her body bent, she will spent, but holding on, as the band played on, she said, climb the length of me, mount me, I be Everest, Nanja Parbat, Annapurna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak, Comet, invade me with your spikes gently as you traverse the many parts of me. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit. Drip your way down the tip of my peak, my many slopes, shit, ski down me, roll me your into my Juliet, let me feel it, your seed upon my stomach, talk shit, I want to hear it, that Shakespeare shit, quote Macbeth. by the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. She comes, and the walls of her feminine tightens its grip upon me, and once again I find myself suffocating willingly as my breath is being taken away by passion's embrace as she strangleholds me with those lips as we both drain ourselves completely, complete of body fluids. Her lips are the inspiration that inspires this poet. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fute, marmalade, succulent, the taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions, romantic songs and poems that are meant to be shared. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit, marmalade. For real.
Now, see, that's how nasty people end the show. Just like that.
Thanks for writing.
That's how
I love
nasty people end the show. This man talking about boning and in the bones and hitting ribeyes. And look, don't be saying red sauce is the end of your piece, man. Don't be trying to put me in that. That's all you. That's all you. For real. For real. That's this is you.
I shake it right now. Remini, iceberg.
Renaissance poet. Damn shame. Appreciate you coming through, getting the show for us, man.
Hey,
look,
you,
I done had
mm-hmm.
already. I done had such a great time tonight, man. We're looking at 1 minute left in the show. I just want to say I appreciate everybody for coming through, sticking with me. Y'all did the damn thing tonight. If you have not thought about listening to a replay, y'all better fucking listen at this point. This one was crazy. Appreciate y'all again. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and we out.
Baby, baby.